A local work group is being developed to provide input on the University of Alaska's proposed 13,500-acre timber sale in the Chilkat Valley. And this summer's cruise ships struggle to uphold Alaska's air quality standards. It's the KHNS Local News. I'm Henry Leisha. Those stories and more are up next. A committee is being developed in Haines to exchange input and information with the University of Alaska on a 13,500-acre timber sale in the Chilkat Valley. The group will include representatives from the university and the Haines community. At a meeting Tuesday night, the Haynesboro Assembly discussed the so-called Haines Action Committee. Little information was available on the specifics of this group. The Assembly passed a motion to direct borough staff to research how other communities have interfaced successfully with the University of Alaska regarding negotiated timber sales. According to UA Public Affairs spokesperson Roberta Graham, nobody has been selected to serve on the committee yet. However, Assemblymember Brenda Josephson and Haines resident Sylvia Hines have been involved in organizing the group. At a public hearing on the timber sale in May, Hines asked if the university would be open to creating a working group with members of the community. University of Alaska Regional Resource Manager Patrick Kelly responded that it would be possible. Since then, the university's land management office has made references to the creation of the Haines Action Committee. In presentations to the UA Board of Regents, representatives from the Land Management Office said the committee would include the mayor, borough manager, Haines Economic Development Corporation, tribal leaders, and community members. The university has hired private consultant Morgan Howard to serve as the point of contact for information on the sale. He will support the committee once it is established. Howard will be in Haines next week to meet with stakeholders to better define the scope and purpose of the committee. Construction along the Haines Highway should be slowing down for the season within the next few weeks, but there are already some concerns about next year's plans for work along the Haines Highway portions that run through town. Amanda Randles has this report.
John Kaidon is the Alaska Department of Transportation project manager for both the current Haines Highway reconstruction project as well as the upcoming Haines Highway resurfacing project. Kaidon says the work on the current Haines Highway project, which runs from around the airport north to around 12 miles out of town, will continue through October before coming to a stop for the season. He says the paving process will wrap up in the next few weeks. After that time, the project will continue with some pioneering work that could have an impact on traffic, but to a much lesser degree. After the end of October, the project will resume in the spring. A new project is set to begin next year, a Haines Highway resurfacing project that will take place within the town site. Kaidon says the work will run from the Mud Bay Road intersection along the Haines Highway as far as the airport, and is primarily a resurfacing project, though it will include replacing culverts and some waterline work. At Tuesday's Borough Assembly meeting, Haines Borough Manager Deborah Schnabel mentioned the planned work as part of her regular report, along with a mention of an increase in cruise ship passengers next year by as much as 20,000 people. This raised concerns from Assembly members about tour and traffic congestion during the 2019 season. Kaidon says the work will include short work zones with flaggers and says that his office, as well as the contractor, Southeast Road Builders, are working with local tour operators to try and keep conflicts on busy tour days to a minimum. In Haines, I'm Amanda Randles.
This summer, cruise ships have been falling afoul of Alaska's air quality standards. As Coast Alaska's Jacob Resnick reports, the industry says it can and will do better.
Susie Cohen has lived and worked in downtown Juneau since the early 90s. So she's used to seeing cruise ships come and go.
This summer, it seems like there's been a lot more pollution in the channel. Some mornings I've woken up and looked out and just seen this heavy blue cloud hanging over the channel. And it's kind of worrisome. You don't know what you're breathing, and it seems like it's coming up into the neighborhoods.
She's among more than 134 people this year who have phoned the Alaska Department of Environmental Conservation's cruise ship hotline.
This season, we've received a lot more complaints.
Ed White runs the air quality program for cruise ships at DEC. Some of the calls are about visible steam coming from the ship's stacks.
But we are also receiving more complaints now about things like smell, about the smoke in addition to the steam.
The state's air quality standard for cruise ships is measured by opacity, meaning how see-through the plume coming out of a ship is. Last year, the state collected $75,000 in fines from two ships that violated the standard. This year, it's already sent 9 violation notices for ships in Juneau, Ketchikan, Skagway, Haines, and Seward. One violation can carry a fine of around $46,000, though companies often settle with the state for less. The cruise industry admits it has a problem.
We're disappointed that we are not able to get the visual plume to where we want it to be, and we're committed to continue to work on that to get it there, regardless of what it takes.
That's John Binkley, president of Cruise Lines International Association Alaska. He's addressing civic and business leaders at Southeast Conference in Ketchikan.
It's not good. It does not look good. There's plumes, visible plumes that come out, and we're struggling with that. The engineers are struggling to try and understand why that's happening.
There are multiple reasons for more plumes. DEC's Ed White said one is just plain volume.
A couple of years ago, maybe we'd have 4 ships in. Now we have 6 ships in port, and at they're bigger ships as well. We're seeing that as well, so there's more input into the air.
There's also a more technical explanation. 2 years ago, cruise lines installed systems called scrubbers that mix exhaust with water to filter out emissions. Binkley said it was in anticipation of stricter federal sulfur standards.
We're in compliance in terms of the sulfur limits, but we're not happy with the systems, and we're not happy with where we're at in those systems because of the visible emissions.
Ed White said his agency recognizes that its current method of measuring air pollution by opacity has limitations.
Unfortunately, the opacity standard is often more of an indicator where we can look at what that there's smoke present, but knowing what is in that and the potential health risks, that would be something that takes more study and more data.
That's why state regulators are investigating ways to update its methods and possibly the standard itself. In the meantime, coastal residents like Susie Cohen in Juneau said anyone who witnesses apparent cruise ship pollution should speak up.
I think that citizens really need to call when they think that there's a problem. Call into the DEC. They have a hotline, and make sure that you report it.
Alaska continues to grow in popularity with cruise lines. Next year, there's projected to be more than 1.3 million cruise ship passengers, a new all-time record for the 3rd year running. Reporting in Juneau, I'm Jacob Resnick.
A correction from a story that aired last night. KHNS News incorrectly reported that long-term housing rentals in Haines will become exempt from sales tax on October 1st. The exemption for long-term housing rentals takes effect November 1st. For KHNS, I'm Henry Leisha. Thanks for joining us tonight. You can listen to and read local news stories on our website, khns.org.